Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining us in the studio today to talk about the new Old Time Chautauqua is Paul McGeed. He's the advance man for the Chautauqua, which is coming to Sitka on July 12th and July 13th. So that's just a little under a month away. Paul, I wanted to ask you about the idea of a Chautauqua. You know, I've been a public radio listener a long time, and there used to be a Chautauqua broadcast. I want to say it was from someplace in like upstate New York. It was like TED Talks before TED Talks were cool.
Well, in fact, the Chautauqua, the original Chautauqua, the mother Chautauqua, is in western New York on Lake Chautauqua.
Right.
And that was started in 1874. And it basically spawned the whole rest of the Chautauqua movement, although it was spawned by the Lyceum movement before it, which started in 1826. So those kind of Chautauquas are around a place that's usually beautiful, and people come there just like on Lake Chautauqua, and politicians and opera singers and bands and lecturers, and people come to spend a week or two in a beautiful place learning and bettering their minds. What we do is a circuit Chautauqua, or a traveling Chautauqua. And the idea there, which came after the place-based Chautauquas, was the Chautauqua would come to a town and bring the facility with it. At that time, it was a tent. And we basically do the same thing. We come to a town and bring the idea of Chautauqua, the idea of community and working together and learning and bettering one's mind and also having a good time while doing it. And we're the last one. The last traveling Chautauqua left.
So your organization actually has a history. You guys have been around for a while.
Yeah, we were founded in 1981. I was one of the founders. And we've been doing it every summer for 34 years.
All right. When you describe a place where people come, politicians, lecturers, artists, you're kind of describing Sitka in the summertime. We are kind of a Chautauqua here. Is your traveling Chautauqua going to somehow, I don't know, are they somehow going to overlap here with our stationary Chautauqua? Is it just going to be like a Chautauqua blowout?
I think it will be a blowout. I mean, our thing is that we're kind of like a catalyst for community. So we bring, a huge marching band, and we have all these great performers. I'm with a group also known called the Flying Karamazov Brothers. We've been on Broadway 5 or 6 times and in movies on Seinfeld. And there'll be, people who do musical theater in New York. They're magicians from New York. I mean, great performers. And we have educators. And we do workshops. And so, but the idea is that we bring that. But if the community also brings stuff and we do it all together, then it really becomes something pretty extraordinary.
Okay. And you guys are going to be going all throughout Southeast Alaska, but you're going to be looking at your opportunity here in Sitka, the couple days that you're going to be here in July, to kind of connect with the native community?
Yeah. So the first day that we're here, we're going to basically get off the boat and get right to work, because we only have 2 days. So on Sunday, we will do a parade through town, and then we're going to be doing workshops up hopefully at the PAC. And then we'll be doing a show at 7 o'clock up there, and that's on July the 12th. On July the 13th, from 11 to 1, we're going to do a concert called A Concert for Our Ancestors. It'll be for the Native community here. And we're going to be doing that at the Orthodox Cemetery, which is where a lot of those people are buried. And we're going to be basically doing a concert for them and for anyone who wants to come and join in. And there'll probably be a ceremony, and I think it'll be really special. So we're joining, we'll have our band, and then hopefully there's a guy from here, from the Native community named Ed Littlefield, who I think also will be joining with us, and we'll have we'll be playing music, both written, and we'll be jamming as well. So it should be pretty raucous and fun, and I'm hoping that all those who are there at the cemetery will enjoy it as well.
Interesting idea. Yeah, Ed Littlefield is a longtime instructor at the Fine Arts Camp. He's born and raised in Sitka, I believe, and he's also the moving force behind the Native Jazz Quartet.
Yeah, right. So that's great. And then the caretaker of the cemetery, Bob Sam, is the one who will be sort of, doing all the ceremony and all of that. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. We're working a lot with the Tlingit tribe all the way up through the Southeast. We're doing, like in Petersburg, we're doing a potlatch, and they haven't done one there in Petersburg in 20 years. So that's a real honor. I mean, we're just, you know, very excited about working with the Native community in the Southeast.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, the do you ever find the Chautauqua like you have to overcome resistance in communities? You know, people still have this kind of latent hesitancy when it comes to like gypsies and traveling minstrels. And
yeah,
I mean, how do you deal with all that? I mean, obviously you're going to all the right people, and it's you're selecting events and activities that I think people are really going to enjoy. But there's kind of there's a long tradition of what you're doing.
There is here. Well, I mean, the Chautauqua was, I mean, historically, it was the biggest movement that ever happened in America. I mean, in 1924, when it was kind of at its zenith, I know that's a long time ago, but there were 10,000 Chautauqua productions attended by 40 million Americans. That's more than half the country were going to Chautauqua at that time. And for a Chautauqua to come to a community was a commercial venture at the time. It cost, you know, they came to the Southeast, for instance. And it would cost a community $3,000, which back then was about 70 grand. So it really meant, and people actually had a lot less back then than we do now. So it really meant something to the community to come up with that kind of money to bring the Chautauqua there. And it wasn't just about the entertainment at all. It really was about learning. It's about the idea. It's sort of based on the Jeffersonian ideal, which is, you know, the yeoman farmer tilling his, you know, his own earth, and that in order to be a good citizen and to make informed decisions that actually, you know, are based on something real, you have to be educated. You have to be well educated, and that learning never stops. You know, when you finish school, it doesn't mean you stop learning. And so that's really kind of what we're into. And on top of that, we kind of added this element of, you know, the community and learning together is really where it's at. And that's, you know, it's incredibly satisfying, fun for everybody in the family. And, you know, humans are built to learn. That's the evolutionary leap that humanity made, you know, like 30,000 years ago when, at least when they discovered those cave paintings in France, the Chevalier, that's the oldest paintings in the world, right? And you like go, how did we go from, you know, basically not being able to comprehend and, you know, make an abstraction of something that you see into a painting, you know, like, and using the wall, painting the walls actually as, you know, for perspective, the undulating walls, you know, that's an amazing leap. And really the leap is that humans like to learn. That's our evolutionary, you know, super power is learning. And so we encourage learning. We just, you know, think that learning and having fun while doing it is really where it's at.
So it's not going to cost us $70,000.
No.
The Chautauqua is a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit. We're all volunteers. We give up a month of, as I've been putting it, because I think people in the Southeast can understand, really what we kind of do is our own kind of potlatch, which is to say we give away absolutely all our skills for free. Run the Chautauqua bank account to zero, or often go into debt doing it, because, you know, it costs so much money to bring 55 people, as you can imagine, to the Southeast, you know, and to feed them and to just, you know, make a show and do everything like that. So, and some people like scratch and say, well, why do you do it? And we're like, well, because we really believe that this is an important thing. And in fact, we really get so much out of our experience. We call it going on your own personal Chautauqua, because when you come on Chautauqua, you kind of join up with the group and you become like this little tribe of 55 people, moving tents and setting things up and all washing dishes and making food. And it doesn't matter what you do, you know, in your real life, quote unquote, you're a member of Chautauqua just like anybody else when you're on Chautauqua. And so you sort of get this wonderful sense of community that you just couldn't find almost anywhere else. So we really get a lot out of it, even though, you know, at the end, you know, all year long we're trying to, you know, do benefits and get donations and try to make it so that we can do it again the next year. And we also try to get money from the community, you know, hopefully to pay for some of the ferry fare and pay for, you know, some of the food. And so that's why we charge tickets at the door, but it doesn't even come close to what we need.
All right. Well, so you have all this fun and you have a day job?
I do. I'm a member of the Flying Karamazov Brothers. So my day job is kind of like this job, only it gets paid a lot better.
Okay, good. Paul Magid?
Yeah, Magid.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking about the Chautauqua. We'll see you July 12th and 13th
Yeah.
here in Sitka.
Yeah, 7 o'clock show at the PAC.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.